there's only one person being held in this country as an enemy combatant. And today, a federal appeals court in Richmond, Virginia, heard arguments about his detention. The man's lawyers say he should be given the same rights as any criminal defendant, while the government argues President Bush can hold him indefinitely without a trial. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Everyone in the Richmond courtroom today learned how Judge Diana Motz assesses whether someone is an ostrich. "When I call someone an ostrich," she said, "I look in the dictionary for the definition of an ostrich." Motz leveled her gaze at the government lawyer and asked, "What does the president use to call someone an enemy combatant?" The answer to that question is important because a man named Ali Al-Mari has spent most of the last 5 years in solitary confinement as an enemy combatant. If he were a criminal suspect, he'd be entitled to a speedy trial, the right to question his accusers, and so on. As it is, the government says he's an Al-Qaeda sleeper agent, and they reserve the right to hold him in a military prison until the war on terrorism ends. So, what does the president use to call someone an enemy combatant? Government attorney David Salmon said he uses a law Congress passed right after 9/11 called the Authorization for the Use of Military Force. That law lets the government use military force against anyone who planned, authorized, committed, or aided the 9/11 attacks. That means anyone with a connection to Al-Qaeda. Judge Motz had a hard time with that. She said, "Nations have wars against each other. People have quarrels or fights. To be sure, an individual can be a terrorist, but terrorists don't make wars." Salmon seemed taken aback. He said, "Congress clearly believes we're at war with Al-Qaeda. So does the president. Courts," he said, "can't second-guess that." So Motz asked, "What about PETA? If the president determined that People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals had a hand in 9/11, could you declare war on members of PETA?" Salmon said, "Under the language of the Authorization of the Use of Military Force, yes, you could." But he was quick to point out that there was no such connection between PETA and 9/11. Motz smiled. "At least now the members of PETA can sleep well at night," she said, "unless they attended an Al-Qaeda training camp." The two other judges on the panel sat quietly for most of government attorney Salmon's presentation. Not so when Al-Mari's lawyer, Jonathan Hafitz, made the case for his client. Hafitz said Al-Mari was arrested in Peoria, Illinois, hardly a battlefield in any war. But Judge Roger Gregory disagreed with that description. He said, "The very attack that granted the president this power was a domestic attack on New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania." Outside the courthouse, defense attorney Hafitz said, "If the United States is a battlefield in the war on terror, then the consequences could be terrifying."
As the government said, they could do what they have done to Al-Mari, to an American citizen arrested in the United States, lock them in a military brig without a lawyer for months on end, without in solitary confinement, and hold them for life without charge.
Hafitz said trials like that of 9/11 co-conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui prove that the criminal justice system is adequate to try even the worst terrorists. Apart from the question of whether the president can detain Al-Mari as an enemy combatant, the court also has to decide whether it can hear this case at all. Last summer, Congress passed a law called the Military Commissions Act. The government says it bars the court from even considering Al-Mari's petition. So if the judges in this case issue a ruling on presidential power, it will also be a ruling on their own power to decide the case. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.